Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a Rite Aid store in Compton, out in California, that has every single aisle locked up behind some sort of plexiglass case. Everything that's for sale is behind some sort of barrier that you can't get to.
You need to ask for help.
You have to get somebody to unlock the case for you or something like that. But it's not just happening out near Los Angeles, on the West Coast. You see it around here, too. Maybe not to that extreme, but more and more items are behind locked cases. And shoppers aren't liking it too much. Jim Ryan is joining us now with more. Jim, I mean, this has been going on for a couple of years. You'd think retailers are starting to see what the impact is.
Yeah, and it's not good, at least not for the brick-and-mortar ones. We heard from Amazon CEO recently. He was discussing the situation, says that it's a great thing for Amazon and its pharmacy. It's Amazon Online Pharmacy because these theft prevention measures that are going on at the brick-and-mortar stores are driving people over to online shopping resources, and that's what's happening. But that Rite Aid store out in Compton, California, is kind of the canary in the coal mine. They're going to see how that works there and see how locking everything behind plexiglass. And some of the comments from folks aren't too positive. They feel that it makes them feel like a criminal, even if they're just going in to buy some aspirin. They have to stand there, push a button, and wait for somebody to come and wait on them. The staff apparently doesn't like it too much. So, yeah, that's been kind of the response to that. Some retailers are trying different ways of security, and different ways that are less obtrusive and make it more frictionless and easier for customers. Some are turning to smart carts. You know, you put your groceries into a cart that's specially equipped, has a little tablet on it, and it knows exactly what you're purchasing there. It can even bill you right there on site. You don't even have to go through a checkout because the cart does the job for you. They're replacing at Walmart, at Sam's Club stores, they've been replacing people verifying receipts at the door with artificial intelligence that can visually scan customers' carts and make sure that it lines up with what's on the receipt. So, yeah, some retailers, Brian, are moving away from locking things away because it's driving off customers.
Yeah, very frustrating. Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan, thanks, joining us this morning.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.